Remote, I'm Joe Palca. Taliban insurgents have staged a suicide car bombing and armed assault against a police base in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least three security officers and injuring several others. Tuesday's attack in the border province of Paktia came hours after U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien renewed Washington's call for Afghan warring parties to urgently begin peace talks. An area police spokesman told VOA that the early morning insurgent raid targeted a security compound in the provincial capital of Gardez. The spokesman said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives-filled vehicle at the entrance gate before two heavily armed men stormed the facility. Afghan forces swiftly engaged and killed the assailants after a brief gunfight. U.S. President Donald Trump is traveling Tuesday to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blakes, seven times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Sagar Magani has this report from Associated Press.
Kenosha's been quiet for several days, and Mayor John Antaramian wishes the president would leave it be.
I think that you have a community that's in the process of trying to heal.
He and Wisconsin's governor, both Democrats, asked the president to stay home. They're worried his visit may cause more tensions and violence.
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm.
The president says he's going to Wisconsin, a key battleground in the November election. Yesterday, he refused to condemn a supporter accused of killing two people during the unrest, suggesting 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse acted in self-defense. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president told reporters on Monday he's not planning to meet with Blake's family. Dow Jones this morning opening up in negative territory, but down only about a point. This is VOA News. A United Nations report in an upcoming conference focuses on how the coronavirus pandemic has brought hard times for many farmers and imperiled food security for many millions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The UN is brainstorming ways to help alleviate hunger and prevent the problems from worsening in the Asia-Pacific region, a challenge made doubly difficult by the loss of many millions of jobs due to the crisis. Experts forecast the number of undernourished people will increase by up to 132 million this year, while the number of acutely malnourished children will rise by 6.7 million worldwide due to the pandemic. The UN's Jong Jin Kim says we must come to terms with what is before us and recognize that the world and our region has changed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent Joseph Krause reports that Jared Kushner and U.S. officials have visited a major airbase in the United Arab Emirates.
The UN is brainstorming ways to help alleviate...
U.S. delegation, which is being led by Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law and a chief White House advisor and the architect of this diplomatic breakthrough, they wrapped up their visit to the United Arab Emirates by visiting a large U.S. airbase in the country. And this was, I believe, intended to underscore the growing security ties that would be expected from this agreement.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed earlier today to set up a joint committee on financial services cooperation with the aim of promoting investment between the two countries. The United Nations chief says COVID-19 pandemic has deepened the inequality between men and women and have reversed decades of limited and fragile progress on gender equality and women's rights. Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned young women from civil society organizations at a virtual town hall meeting on Monday that without a concerted response, we risk losing a generation or more of gains. Since the start of the pandemic, he said women have been on the front lines of the response as healthcare workers, teachers, essential staff, and as careers in the family and communities. More than 850,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while within a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by 300,000 to approximately 25.5 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of those cases. On Monday, the U.S. hit another milestone by surpassing 6 million infections, by far the most in any country. Russia's tally of confirmed coronavirus cases has surpassed 1 million after authorities reported more than 4,700 new, taking its total upward. To be a remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA.